The news was published on Monday, October 14th, 2024. I am Mike. So, there's this new VR headset on the block called the Meta Quest 3S, and let me tell you, it's causing quite a stir. Now, I'm not one to get overly excited about tech gadgets, but this little beauty has got me intrigued. Why? Well, for starters, it's priced at a cool $299. That's a whole $200 cheaper than its big brother, the Meta Quest 3. Talk about a sweet deal, right? But hold on to your hats, folks, because the price isn't even the best part. This bad boy comes with something called color mixed reality. Now, I know what you're thinking. Mike, what the heck is that? Well, let me break it down for you. Imagine you're wearing this headset, right? But instead of being completely cut off from the world, you can actually see and interact with your real environment. It's like having X-ray vision, but cooler. You can pet your cat, grab a snack, or even high-five your buddy without taking the headset off. It's like living in two worlds at once. Now, let's talk graphics. If you've ever used the Quest 2, you know it was pretty impressive for its time. But the Quest 3S, it's like going from watching black and white TV to suddenly having a 4K Ultra HD setup. The games on this thing feel more like what you'd expect from a PS4. We're talking crisp details, smooth animations, and environments that'll make you forget you're wearing a headset. It's not just a step up, it's a whole darn staircase. But here's where it gets really interesting. You know how, usually when a new gadget comes out, you have to wait ages for accessories? Not with the Quest 3S. It's backwards compatible with most Quest 3 accessories right out of the gate. The only exception is the facial interface, but hey, one out of many ain't bad. This means you can trick out your new headset with all sorts of cool add-ons from day one. No more waiting around like a kid on Christmas morning. Speaking of game-changing tech releases, let me take you back to the year 2000. Picture this. Y2K fears have just subsided, Britney Spears is dominating the charts, and Sony drops a bombshell on the gaming world, the PlayStation 2. Now, this wasn't just any old console launch. This was a revolution, wrapped in a sleek black box. The PS2 wasn't just about better graphics or faster processing. No. Sony pulled a rabbit out of their hat with a feature that had gamers jumping for joy. Backwards compatibility. Imagine that. You could play all your favorite PS1 games on this shiny new machine. It was like having your cake and eating it too. Gamers didn't have to choose between their beloved classics and the latest titles. They could have both. But here's where it gets really interesting. The PS2 didn't stop at just playing old games. It also worked with your PS1 controllers and memory cards. Talk about a money saver. You didn't have to shell out for a whole new set of accessories. It was like Sony was saying, "Hey, we got your back." This backwards compatibility wasn't just a neat feature. It was a game changer in the truest sense. It meant that the PS2 launched with a massive library of games right out of the gate. Day one, you had access to hundreds of titles. Compare that to most console launches where you're lucky to have a handful of games to choose from. And let me tell you, the impact was huge. The PS2 flew off the shelves faster than hotcakes at a lumberjack convention. It became the best-selling video game console of all time, with over 155 million units sold worldwide. That's more than the entire population of Russia. But it wasn't just about sales numbers. The PS2's success changed the way the gaming industry thought about console generations. It showed that there was value in bringing your audience along for the ride, rather than forcing them to start from scratch with each new system. It's a lesson that's still shaping how gaming companies approach new hardware releases today. Now, let's fast forward a bit to 2008. The world was a different place. We were in the midst of a global financial crisis, Barack Obama had just been elected president, and Apple was about to change the game again with the iPhone 3G. You see, the original iPhone had been revolutionary, but it was also expensive and a bit ahead of its time. The iPhone 3G, though, this was the smartphone for the masses. It was like Apple took everything great about the first iPhone, cranked it up to 11, and then made it more affordable. Talk about a winning formula. The iPhone 3G introduced 3G connectivity, which meant you could browse the web and download apps at speeds that didn't make you want to pull your hair out. It was like going from a bicycle to a sports car in terms of internet speed. And speaking of apps, this was the phone that launched the App Store. Suddenly, your phone wasn't just a phone. It was a gaming device, a productivity tool, a fitness tracker, and whatever else app developers could dream up. But here's the kicker. Apple didn't just improve the hardware and software. They also slashed the price. The original iPhone started at $499 with a contract. The 3G, it came in at $199. That's a 60% price drop. It was like Apple was saying, we want everyone to experience this. And boy, did people respond. The iPhone 3G sold 1 million units in its first weekend. Lines at Apple stores stretched around the block. It was like Black Friday, Woodstock, and a new Star Wars movie premiere all rolled into one. But the impact went far beyond just Apple's bottom line. The iPhone 3G made smartphones accessible to a much wider audience. It wasn't just for tech enthusiasts or business people anymore. Everyone from teenagers to grandparents were getting in on the action. It changed how we communicate, how we consume media, even how we navigate our cities. The MetaQuest 3S isn't just another gadget, it's a potential game changer that could reshape how we live, work, and play. Think about it. At just $299, this device puts high-quality VR within reach for millions of people. It's like when smartphones first became affordable enough for the average person. Suddenly, everyone had a powerful computer in their pocket, and it transformed society. The Quest 3S could do the same for VR. Imagine a world where virtual meetings feel like you're actually in the same room as your colleagues. No more staring at a grid of faces on a flat screen. With widespread VR adoption, you could have impromptu hallway chats or collaborative whiteboard sessions that feel natural and spontaneous. It could breathe new life into remote work. And it's not just about work. Social experiences in VR are getting more and more sophisticated. Hanging out with friends in virtual spaces could become as common as texting or video calls. You could attend virtual concerts, explore far-off places, or play immersive games together. For people who are isolated or have limited mobility, this tech could be a lifeline to rich social interactions. The education sector could see a revolution, too. Instead of just reading about ancient Rome, students could walk through a virtual reconstruction. Complex scientific concepts could be visualized in 3D. Hands-on skills like surgery or engineering could be practiced risk-free in virtual environments. The possibilities for experiential learning are mind-boggling. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. While the potential is huge, there are hurdles to overcome. Content is king, and we'll need a critical mass of compelling VR experiences to drive adoption. That's where developers come in. The Quest 3S could be the catalyst that ignites a boom in VR content creation. With a growing user base and powerful yet affordable hardware, developers have more incentive than ever to invest in VR. We could see an explosion of creativity as indie devs and major studios alike rush to create the next killer VR app. Remember the early days of smartphone apps? It was like the Wild West, with new and innovative ideas popping up daily. VR could be on the cusp of a similar renaissance. This isn't just about games, either. We could see new forms of storytelling emerge, blending elements of film, theater, and interactive media in ways we've never seen before. Imagine immersive documentaries that let you step into historical events, or VR journalism that transports you to the scene of breaking news. The Quest 3S could also accelerate the development of practical VR applications. From virtual therapy sessions to architectural visualization to job training simulations, VR has the potential to transform numerous industries. As more people get their hands on affordable VR hardware, we'll likely see an uptick in enterprise adoption too. Of course, with any new technology, there are potential downsides to consider. Will people spend too much time in virtual worlds, neglecting real-life relationships and responsibilities? How do we ensure privacy and security in VR spaces? These are important questions we'll need to grapple with as VR becomes more ubiquitous. The success of the Quest 3S isn't just good news for Meta. It could light a fire under the entire VR industry. When one player demonstrates there's a huge market for affordable, high-quality VR, you can bet others will want a piece of the pie. We might see tech giants like Apple, Google, and Microsoft doubling down on their VR efforts. Even companies not traditionally associated with VR might jump into the fray. This competition could spark a new wave of innovation. Maybe we'll see advancements in haptic feedback that let you feel virtual objects, or lightweight, all-day wearable AR glasses that seamlessly blend the virtual and physical worlds? The race to create the next big thing in VR could accelerate the tech's evolution at a breakneck pace. It's not just about hardware, either. As more players enter the market, we could see a push for open standards and interoperability. Imagine being able to seamlessly move between different VR platforms and take your virtual possessions with you. This kind of ecosystem could lead to a more vibrant and diverse VR landscape. The increased competition could also drive down prices even further, making VR accessible to an even wider audience. It's a virtuous cycle. More users lead to more content, which attracts more users, which encourages more hardware development, and so on. Of course, it's important to remember that technology doesn't exist in a vacuum. The widespread adoption of VR will have ripple effects throughout society. It could change how we think about physical spaces, alter our concepts of presence and distance, and reshape industries from entertainment to healthcare to education. As with any transformative technology, there will be challenges to navigate. How do we ensure equal access to these new virtual spaces? How do we protect against potential negative effects on mental health or social development? These are complex issues that will require thoughtful consideration and proactive policymaking. But despite the challenges, the potential benefits of widespread VR adoption are immense. From revolutionizing how we work and learn to opening up new frontiers in art and entertainment, VR has the power to fundamentally change how we interact with information and each other. And affordable, high-quality devices like the Quest 3S might just be the key that unlocks that potential. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Mike.